Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Circle.
On the right, fake to Armstrong, run, book five, book it to the end zone, touchdown, Ian Book!
Launches down the middle for McCleskey, and he puts it three, Jason McCleskey, touchdown, they take the lead with 3 seconds left.
Patterson to the end zone, drives his way in, Virginia Tech has won it.
All right, here we go. College football full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. Joe, we have a lot going on. Like, I mean, I know that we're still 5 or 6 weeks away from college football actually kicking off, but this couldn't have been any better for us, Joe. I mean, when you have two powers that are absolutely sneaking out the door to the SEC, we've got already dominoes falling with other teams in the Big 12 trying to scatter to new places. We've got crazy media members at the SEC picking South Carolina to win the conference. I mean, it doesn't get any better than this, Joe, to get us to kickoff.
You know what that is, Carver? That's the Big 12. They're on life support as we talk. It's amazing. What news coming out of the SEC, baby? Are you kidding me? Oklahoma, Texas, Clemson, and Dabo, we are going to have a little giddy up in their step. We got to join the conference, too. I'm telling you, you heard it here first. Clemson is going to make the jump. There is no way Dabo and the Clemson Tigers are going to allow South Carolina to have that recruiting advantage now that Oklahoma and Texas are in the mix.
And you know what, Joe? I feel like that's a piece of the puzzle that a lot of people just, they're not talking about yet, is the recruiting aspect of having those two teams now being in the SEC and how it affects a Clemson and how it affects an Ohio State and the other big teams that are at the top. I feel like, Joe, that that's like the seventh or eighth thing on the list when you try to break this thing down of what's going on. Right. As we know, over the last 2 days, this thing has really taken on some steam. And this morning, Chip Brown, who covers the Longhorns, horns247.com, he said they're gone. The founding members of the Big 12 Conference are leaving the league. He is reporting, and then several outlets after that, The Athletic, ESPN, etc., all confirm it. They're going to tell them we're out after this deal's up at 2025. They'd have to pay, I believe it's $70 million apiece, Joe, if they wanted to get out before then. And once they make that official, and I believe it's Monday, that they tell the Big 12 we're out, that's when then the SEC portion of this, where they can formally invite them in, the teams will take a vote. And it sounds like, Joe, the one team that's been left out in the cold here is clearly Texas A&M. Some reports say the SEC didn't talk to them at all about about this. Others say they knew the entire time. I find it very hard to believe, Joe, that as much as Texas A&M doesn't like this move, that they had absolutely no idea that the SEC was talking to Texas and Oklahoma. I don't believe that.
Jimbo Fisher being the victim again, right? Is that right. It? Oh, nobody told us. We're Texas A&M. I'm getting $75 million. You know, Sankey didn't tell us a thing. Yeah, I know. All right. Every time he got the Zoom invite for the conference call, Jimbo was out playing golf. That's what happened, right? I mean, come on. You make a great point, Carver, in terms of the recruiting aspect. And let's look at maybe why Oklahoma and Texas are doing this, right? Texas borders Louisiana. They're losing Texas kids to LSU each and every year. I mean, the kids want to play for the best conference in terms of the SEC, right? That's where they want to play football. And in order for Oklahoma and Texas to solidify themselves as the top teams in college football, we know they get the recruits, we know they have the money, but now they have to take the next step. And they're looking at the bigger picture. They're looking at 5-10 years down the road. And I'll say this as well. There's no way that it won't happen sooner than 2025. From the television revenue perspective, from the college football playoff perspective, these teams will be in the SEC playing a schedule. In my opinion, they're going to buy it out prior to 2025. So let's keep an eye out on that as well.
Yeah, Joe, I mean, let's be fair. You're not going to get four, really, if you count this year. You're not going to get four lame duck seasons of Texas and Oklahoma still, you know, making trips to Ames and you know, going to Stillwater. I mean, that's just not going to happen here over the next 4 years. They're going to have to split this thing up. Now, I know Texas has spent a lot of money over the last few years firing coaches, but I'm sure they still have enough. I'm sure they could still break the piggy bank open, Joe, for, you know, for the $70 million or whatever the number is to get themselves out early, because all that flush of money that's going to come flowing in once they reach that monster that is the SEC, they'll make the $70 million back fairly quickly.
They will. They'll make it in year one and turn a profit. Are you kidding me? If you line up Texas and Alabama or Texas and LSU, you know the eyes that'll be on those type of games? Unbelievable in terms of viewership.
It's crazy. And you talk about viewership and television numbers and tickets. Like, everything about this is so massive on so many levels, and it's going to lead us to what we'll talk about when we come back, Joe. And we've kind of hit it a couple days now. I mean, it's four super conferences. That's what's happening. I mean, you're going to get to it. Four 16-team conferences. The writing is on the wall here. All right, college football full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi right here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. We'll come back and keep talking about this and a lot more. We're just getting going. Be right back.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
That's what she told us.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we're back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi right here. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. Yeah, this is happening, Joe. I'm seeing the reports, too, just like you right now. Brett McMurphy of Stadium. Texas and Oklahoma will notify the Big 12 next week of their intention to leave the league. The feeling is they'll notify the SEC next week to officially apply for their membership, and they are not going to turn them away, despite whatever the Aggies want to say to them. They are going to be members of the SEC. And now, Joe, this is going to now... I mean, this is obviously a major domino. It's been a few years. You remember back when we had the flurry of activity where there was so right. much movement. Syracuse, Pitt, Boston College going to the ACC. You had Nebraska go to the Big Ten. You had Maryland go to the Big Ten. You had all this crazy movement, Texas A&M and Missouri to the SEC. It's been quiet, relatively, Joe, for a little while now. And the right. funniest part is that just a week ago, they had the Big 12 media days down in Dallas. And everybody was up there with big smiles on their faces. Like, and that includes, you know, Lincoln Riley and Steve Sarkisian. And I know this is bigger than them, Joe. Like, right. they're obviously very high-profile coaches, and they coach those teams. But this movement and moving conferences, this really is bigger than the head coach. This is the athletic department. This is the presidents. This is the moneymakers. This is all the stuff there. But everybody last week acted like there was nothing going on, and then this gets dropped on them. I mean, I wish Big 12 Media Week was today.
Well, think about this, too. You know what's interesting about this whole situation is that it's both Oklahoma and Texas, rivals, right? right? But yeah. this is a concerted effort. This was done in unison, right? So when did these talks go on? The Texas president and the Oklahoma president getting together in the SI department saying, hey, we have to make a move. The long-term effect or the long-term outlook of our programs hinges on us making a move now, right? They saw the writing on the wall. As good and competitive as the Big 12 is, they have Kansas State, they have Baylor, they have Iowa State, lesser known programs, right? They don't have the marquee names that the SEC has. Let's be honest. At least you have Auburn, a recognizable name. You have LSU, a recognizable name, and a team that won the national championship a couple of years ago. You have the Blue Bloods, even though Tennessee hasn't lived up to expectations, and Georgia, right? And Florida. So the conference is there. The ability to market the league to another level is probably what they saw and probably what their end game is, right? They want to be able to compete with Nick Saban. They want to be able to level the playing field against Alabama and the SEC. And they said, you know what? The only way to do that is to join the conference, because we're never going to have equal ground by being in the Big 12, because as good as we are and as good as we recruit, all the kids still want to play for the SEC.
I mean, look, Joe, I get why this is going on. Like, I do get it. But, I just don't like it. Like, it
why?
It really,
why don't you like it? I love
it. I'm going to tell you why, Joe. Because, like, growing up, it's just, you know, there was always... It was so regionalized, and it was, you knew where the SEC was the South, and there was the Big East, and there was the ACC, and I feel like this is all starting to go away, and college football isn't going to be a regionalized game anymore. It's just going to become just a straight, these are the 15 best teams, and forget about everybody else. I don't know. Like, and I know we want to see best on best at the end of the day, but I feel like the traditions of college football, and this isn't like if this is the first brick, believe me. These bricks have been getting pulled out of the wall for 15 years now. But I feel like a lot more bricks just came out of the wall, and we're just getting closer and closer to the old days of rivalries and et cetera in college football just falling apart. That's the problem.
Yeah, you're right about that, but that's been happening for a while. We talked about it the other day in terms of Nebraska, Oklahoma, those rivalries, right? You know, look at a lesser level in terms of Missouri and Kansas that didn't play for a number of years. So I understand where you're going. I think that in order to get the best product, we need the best teams. Now, you make it sound like there's only 10 or 15 great teams in terms of college football. There's really not. You know, you look at the Big
Five.
Ten. No. Yeah, true to that level, right? But we're talking about competitive games.
Yeah.
What happens now with the Big Ten and the Pac-12? Because they've been in partnership for the most part, right, over the last couple of years. Look at what they did last year with the pandemic and making the decision to play later than everybody else. When the Big 12, ACC, and SEC were on board, the Pac-12 and the Big Ten said, no, we're starting later. They made that decision in unison as well. So now what happens if you're Ryan Day or you're Ohio State, right? And you're sitting back and you're going, Oklahoma and Texas are joining the SEC now? What's going to happen to us? We're dominating the Big Ten as we speak. There hasn't been a team outside of Penn State that has really challenged us. What do we do from here? How do we take the next step in our program? They got to make a move with the Pac-12, I think. I think the Pac-12 and the Big Ten need to merge at this point. That's what I think needs to happen. If you want to stop it, we'll have two super conferences, and then outside of that, we can have the other group of five or the group, outside the two major ones. But more importantly, what's going to happen to Notre Dame, Carver? You're Notre Dame Fighting Irish had that affiliation with the ACC. If Clemson jumps, what happens to the Fighting Irish moving forward?
Well, I think that there's a couple of scenarios in play here, Joe. And I think that one of them is the ACC, what you're saying does happen and Clemson starts to say that, the ACC people are going to have to go to Notre Dame and they're going to have to look at them and say, listen, I know you guys have been doing it this way for a long time, but you need to start taking a look around. You're about to have four 16-team super conferences or two 20-team super conferences, and everybody else is going to be left in the cold. We've got an opportunity to keep Clemson if you come on board, right? Like if they went to Clemson and said, we're going to get Notre Dame to be a full football partner of the ACC, I think that that would help, but they're probably going to need even more than that, Joe. You're right. Where are the pieces falling right now? I mean, look, the Big 12 is going away. We know that. So what's going to happen? I think the next step now, Joe, is what's going to happen to those teams. I think before we start worrying about other conferences, what's going to happen to Oklahoma State, West Virginia, Kansas State, TCU, etc., Baylor? I think that right now, because they're not going to stay as an eight-team conference, Joe. They got to join the Big Ten. They got no heavies now. They don't have anchors. Like those teams aren't anchors.
That's why I think they got to join the Big Ten. I mean,
they're going to get gutted. They're just going to get split up. The Big 12's over, Joe. I mean, you can forget it. They're not 3 years from now, the Big 12 will not exist anymore.
Here's the problem, Carver, is that logistically, the Oklahoma-Texas move makes sense because you're playing teams in the South, right? Texas, Louisiana border each other. Texas can go to Alabama. It's not that far of a trip. If you merge the Big Ten and the Pac-12, you're going to have the Pac-12 teams traveling back and forth. That's going to be a problem logistically. And that's why, to be honest with you, West Virginia has more times than not struggled in the Big 12. Because when they were in the Big East, all the teams were close to them. You're talking about West Virginia going to Texas. Going to Oklahoma. Those are longer trips for West Virginia.
West Virginia should be in the ACC, Joe. That's where they should be. When everybody went to the ACC, Syracuse, Boston College, West Virginia should have went there. That was where they belong. And you know what? They could end up there now with everything that's going to happen here. College football, full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi right here on Sports Grid Radio, Channel 204 on Sirius XM. We're going to come back. We're still talking about this massive story, of course. Texas and Oklahoma bouncing from the Big 12 and heading to the
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SEC. We'll be back on Sports Grid Radio right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we're back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi right here on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. All right, Joe, what are we doing with these eight teams? Because they have no home now. They don't have a conference. No,
they're homeless.
Let's take option number one. I don't think this is a good option for them. They could stay together. And add, let's say, 2 to 4 teams. Okay, now right. the eight that are left. Let's say they added Houston, Cincinnati, SMU, you know, and Memphis. Let's just throw those four teams. Let's just say those four teams. Let's say we added them to the eight that are going to get left behind in the Big 12. Is that conference good enough or on the same level to still be considered a Power 5 conference?
No.
Along with the others. They're not going to be. They're just not at all.
No. Now, I think the football would be good, to be honest with you.
It would
you.
Be good football, but they would never be in the mix for anything.
No, they wouldn't be in the mix for anything.
They'd be the American Conference.
They'd score a bunch of points. They wouldn't play a stitch of D. They wouldn't get any eyes in terms of, you know, on their games. I mean, outside of the diehards, right? Everybody's going to watch those games. What does the Big 12 do? I think the Big 12, who can they get that would solidify? They need, I'll tell you what, if the Big 12 wanted to make a move, right, the Big 12, in my opinion, they would need Nebraska to come back. They would need Penn State to get there.
Yeah, well.
Well, I'm just saying, though.
I know.
You know, that's what you would need to solidify that. You're getting Houston, getting SMU, getting Memphis. Good. It's not going to change them and make them a Power 5 conference.
No.
They would take a step back behind the ACC at this point. And that's the next question. If Clemson bolts, forget it. Forget it. I tell you what. If Clemson bolts, which I think they will.
Wow.
There is no way the Clemson Tigers are not going to sit back and watch Oklahoma and Texas join the SEC and knowing that they have gone toe-to-toe with Alabama and won national championships. That school cannot allow South Carolina to have the recruiting advantage, a significant recruiting advantage now over them.
But here's, I mean, how when does it end, Joe? Like, if this happens, which it's going to, Oklahoma and Texas are going to the SEC, they're going to be at 16 teams. Like, what are we getting to here? Are we getting to 20? Are we getting to 18, 20? Like, forget it. That's when we're at. We're just going to have two conferences, two super conferences. And if that's going to happen at that point, Joe, then honestly, I think Clemson's better off getting Notre Dame, getting Ohio State, getting Michigan, getting Penn State, and then getting, you know, maybe USC and Oregon and saying, all right, we'll just take the rest of the country. You know, I don't know. Florida, Miami, Florida State, Miami, and there you go. I just gave you 12 teams, Joe, that they could all get together and form the next super conference. Like, it's
all right, it's
gone so far.
It has to make logistical sense for travel, right? So Big Ten.
It probably doesn't at this point.
Right, that too, but that we know, right? It doesn't. They got to travel 4,675 miles. Don't worry, we'll take a charter.
I mean, I've already got Oklahoma going to South Carolina in the SEC. I've already got Oklahoma going to Gainesville. I've already got West Virginia right now in the Big 12 going down to Waco. Like, I've already got, like, I'm already taking large plane trips. I mean, geez, in the ACC, I've got Syracuse going to play Miami up and down. I mean, I don't think it matters anymore, Joe, that I mean, the American Conference, forget it. That American Conference is spread out. That's why they're the American.
Right. Well, that's true. Here's the thing. Let's think about this realistically. I don't think Clemson's staying. Once this gets solidified and agreed upon, they're going to be the next one. They're going to say, you want us? We're going to walk out. Now, if you're the ACC, Notre Dame doesn't, without Clemson, doesn't do you anything. Doesn't do you anything. I think for Notre Dame, and we talked about the basketball matchups and those rivalries that they have, the best move for Notre Dame would be to join the Big Ten. You get that. You solidify those games. Notre Dame-Ohio State, Notre Dame-Michigan, they play every year. Notre Dame-Penn State, go back to the days of Reggie Brooks and the crew. I mean, that's what you want, those Notre Dame-Penn State rivalries, right? You have to be proactive. You cannot be complacent. These teams like Clemson, Notre Dame are starting to scramble because they're like, what do we do now? You can't be waiting back. You need to be more proactive, because if you don't act now, you're going to be behind the curve. And it just doesn't mean this year. That could be a residual effect of 4 or 5 years, possibly a decade down the road.
And here's the other thing Notre Dame's going to have to look at, Joe. Like, when you start getting into 16 teams in a conference, like, at what point do we say, why do we need out-of-conference games anymore? Like, why? Like, what? Can't the SEC get to the point where, I know they want to play the cupcakes where they could beat teams down and get an easy win? Like, when you got 16 teams in a conference, why can't you just play 12 conference games, Joe?
And
completely shut down the rest of the market. Forget it. We don't even have to play anybody else. We've got enough juice now and enough good teams that we could play 12 conference games, 6 home, 6 away, against 12 of the biggest names in the Southeast Conference. That's it. And we don't even need to get involved with anyone else. And if that does start to happen, Joe, that's where Notre Dame gets screwed, because as well as they love being the independent and making their own schedule, and they have their 6 baked-in ACC games, eventually, when the merry-go-round stops moving, they're going to look around, and half their schedule is going to be BYU and Miami of Ohio, and then Joe,
Bowling Green.
But Joe,
hey, I'm watching the Bowling Green Notre Dame game. They actually played a couple years ago.
I know, but then they're not going to be Notre Dame anymore. Like, they're just, I mean, so you're right.
Well, that's why
they do have
to
eventually get on the bus somewhere. I don't disagree with you, but. You know what screwed the ACC, Joe? And that's why, if this Clemson thing that you said you think could happen down the road, you know what screwed them? Miami and Florida State becoming awful. Because
terrible.
I mean, 20 years ago, Miami and Florida State were the anchors of the ACC, not Clemson. Miami and Florida State were the reasons that everybody wanted to play in that conference. And now they don't matter anymore. And now Clemson's the team that matters. So, and Va-Tech, you know, those three teams going down south, you know, going bad, has really hurt the ACC.
It started with the head coaches, though, Carver. Justin Fuente, we talked about it. He had his team in the ACC championship game his first season, right? They regress since that. He's 1-10 against AP top-ranked competition. Not How are you going to field a team in Blacksburg taking over for a legend in Frank Beamer when you can't even beat AP top 25 competition? I mean, come on. That's part of the problem. The coaches that these programs hired are a main reason why they took a major step back. That's just the bottom line. Now, Jimbo Fisher won a national championship in 2013 with Florida State, but he did not build that program up. Look at 2013 when they defeated Auburn, right, and Gus Malzahn. Go back and look. 10-3 with Dalvin Cook. The offensive line started to slip. He bolted, and then all of a sudden Florida State goes with Willie Taggart. Willie Taggart did not have a stellar coaching career in Western Kentucky or USF. So that you have to question that hire. And now Mike Norvell. And Miami, Al Golden was supposed to take you to the promised land down in the U.
Awful.
Outside
did an awful
of
job.
That tie that he used to wear. Come on.
Al looked good at least. He was a bad coach, but he looked good. And he did a great job at Temple before he went to Miami. We'll give Al credit for that. I got to find a home for these eight teams, Joe. We think option one is out. They can't add four teams from the American and still be considered a good conference. We need to find home. So Kansas, who is without question, in my mind, the worst Power 5 football program in America, and you know how right. I feel about Rutgers, Joe. I think Kansas is worse than Rutgers right. in terms of a Power 5 football program. They are already allegedly, according to Mike Vernon from Bleacher Report, says that they have already set up a call with the Big Ten. This is going to be the first time since all these merry-go-rounds started 15 years ago with conference realignments. This is going to be the first time, Joe, that football is not the reason that a team switches to a conference, because Kansas football program is completely embarrassing, but they have one of the best basketball programs in the country. Usually we know football is what drives these moves. Football is what drives money. But for the first time, Kansas is going to get themselves out of there quickly first because their basketball program is so good and it'll enhance the Big Ten.
Now, let's not talk about, I mean, Bill Self didn't live up to expectations this year either,
But they're a power right. team in basketball.
I'm the Big Ten commissioner, I'm not taking that call from Kansas. I put them on hold for 40 minutes. All right, yeah, we'll be there. Kansas? I mean, Ohio State and Ryan Day, we want Kansas? Yeah, we're going to play Kansas. We're going to beat them 95-0. Now, what's that
going
to do for us?
This is going to be the one scenario.
Out of all the teams, Carver, Kansas has the audacity.
If we're just talking from a football perspective, Joe, no, of course it makes no sense. They shouldn't even be in any Power 5 conference. They're embarrassing. I know how bad it can, but this is where, for once, with all this realignment, somebody's basketball program is going to get them a seat at another table. Because they ain't going to get a seat in the Big Ten because of football. It's because of basketball. That's the only reason.
Why can't Kansas join the AAC? That's a perfect fit for them. They get to play Houston, Kelvin Sanford. Why? Houston went to the Final Four.
Because they have one of the most respected basketball programs in the country. That's why. And that's one time where basketball is going to save Kansas here. It's going to get them in the Big Ten, Joe. There you go. College football full circle. Mike Harper and Joe Lisi. Right here, Sirius XM Channel 204 on Sports Grid Radio. We'll come back. We got to get to these SEC media polls.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
It's two, Joe. We'll be right back on College Football Full Circle.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we're back. College Football Full Circle right here. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, Channel 204. Joe, we could do hours talking about this because it's so fascinating of what can happen. And it changes the dynamics of college football so much. I don't know what happens here, Joe. Like, I just don't know what happens to these other schools in the Big 12. Like, even if Kansas,
it's not just the Big 12 though. The Big Ten and the ACC.
But right now,
starting to get nervous.
But those other teams right now, they do kind of have a home. Like, they have conferences with 14 plus schools in them. You know, the Big Ten is stacked. They've got a ton of schools. You know, the ACC has billions of schools. Like, you've got these eight schools now who don't really offer much to anybody aside from Kansas's basketball program. Now, Baylor just won the national title in basketball, but even that doesn't get them anywhere. Like, Kansas has decades and rich tradition of hoops, which is gonna save them here when the pieces stop moving around the board. But like, there's just no, what's intriguing about adding all these teams. I mean, what's going to happen to Kansas State and Oklahoma State and Iowa State? Now, Iowa State's a team on the rise. You would think in football they offer. How about Iowa State to the Big Ten? They got Iowa there. You could put them in the West with Iowa. I'd rather have Iowa State in the Big Ten than Kansas, Joe. That's for sure. For football, at least.
Yes, I agree. That would be a good move for Iowa State. Iowa State should go to the Big Ten. Do they make that move? And that would be a perfect fit because Matt Campbell coached at Toledo and understands the landscape. So if you're Iowa State in Ames, I would reach out to the Big Ten in terms of that assessment. And let's not forget, they're the second best team on paper at FanDuel in the Big 12 this year with Brock Purdy and Breece Hall. So that might be a good fit for Iowa State. I think that when you look at some of the other teams, West Virginia fits with the ACC, right? They had those rivalries. They're playing Virginia Tech this year, reestablishing that Big East rivalry that they had back in the days with Mike Vick and Amos Zeroway, right? So that's a good fit for West Virginia. You're right in that regard. When you look at, like, K-State, where's K-State going to go? Yeah. Kansas State,
TCU.
Kansas State. Kansas State would want to go to the SEC, but you're not going to take them. And here's the other thing, too, Carver. There's Vanderbilt stuck in the SEC. Do you think the SEC wants Vandy? Do you really think they want Vanderbilt there?
So now that's the next step is throwing teams out, Joe.
Right,
so
they're going to throw out Vanderbilt.
But you know how I proposed that question to you? Like, how do you fit Clemson into the SEC if they even wanted to go there when there's already 16 teams? Well, you just said
Vanderbilt.
We'll start throwing teams out. You know, we could kick out Vanderbilt, and we could kick out, you know. How about this? Why don't you throw out South Carolina and put Clemson in instead? Why don't we just get rid of all the teams that nobody cares about? And this goes back to it.
Well,
but like, Kansas
I don't
State,
know,
like,
but here's the thing, Carver.
Kansas,
I don't know.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I just don't know if the SEC would get rid of those traditional rivalries.
No,
like, they would never throw out South Carolina because of the rivalry with Georgia.
Mean,
that's one of those SEC deep
rivalries. Vandy and Tennessee, Joe. The Vols
come on.
And the Commodores.
Vandy
come on.
And Tennessee.
What
Who are you,
doing,
Jordan
Joe?
Rogers? Well,
right,
give me a rose.
Listen.
You can go on The Bachelor. Come on.
This is serious, though. I'm just saying. Kansas State, as an example, they offer nothing to anybody. Think about this. They're smack in the middle of the map. They're not going to the SEC. They're not going to the Big Ten. They're kind of way too far out geographically for the ACC, and they're way too far out geographically for the Pac-12.
What about the Mountain West? What about the Mountain West?
I mean, honestly, but I get it, Joe. But like, they do have some tradition there. I mean, they've been in the Big Eight and the Big 12 forever. You're gonna just dump them in the dopey Mountain West? I don't know. They are gonna be left really holding.
All right, so I have a solution. I have a solution. If you're the Big Ten, you start your own super conference, you add Iowa State, you add K-State, and I guess because you add K-State, you add Kansas. I don't love it, but that would be a good fit for them, right?
Yeah.
Now, West Virginia goes to the ACC. We're left with Baylor. Ugh, Baylor, where do they go? Baylor. They're only good with those. Texas Tech. What is Texas? Those would be two good fits. For the American, because
they're going to call it something new. That's why they should just keep the Big 12 name, and they should just take whoever doesn't leave, whether it's Kansas State, Texas Tech, Baylor, TCU, And that's when you then have to add and strip the – that's see, but it's like the domino just keeps going. That's when the American gets stripped. And we just take – we take this new conference with Houston and Cincinnati and SMU, and they join Oklahoma State and Texas Tech, and that – and they'll call it something else. You know, the – whatever. It, that's just – and then what happens to the American? Well, then they'll go and rip out the Sun Belt, right? Like, it, the dominoes just roll. But, Joe, that's how it happened last time. Then teams from the Sun Belt move up to the American. Like, this is how – this is just –
but don't you like that, though?
Happens.
Don't you like that
sure.
to a degree?
I mean, I like it to a degree, but like,
fan.
But like, but as so, you get what I'm saying, Joe. You loved this game for so long. Like, you knew the teams in the Big 8 and the Big 12. You knew the teams in the A's. Like, they're just, I feel like that we're just getting away from that now. Like, there used to be these great geographically rivalries and all this stuff, and it's just, forget it at this point. I mean, Oklahoma and Texas and the SEC, I mean, it just sounds so dirty. It just does. Like, it just sounds so weird. Just call it the Super Conference at this point. That's just how weird it sounds. All right, Joe, I cannot get out of here. We're going to be doing this all next week probably, too, because this story is never going to end.
We might wake up next week and all of a sudden somebody else might be in the conference.
That's
right?
The thing, right. That's true.
And all of a sudden, it'll be like, oh, the week one game has changed. It's no longer LSU and UCLA. It's LSU, yeah. Texas to start the year.
Let me give you this. They had the media poll at the SEC today. So 134 members of SEC media vote on this poll for who's going to win the East, who's going to win the West, and who's going to win the SEC title. In the East, Georgia got 124 first-place votes. So that means there was 10 left out. 7 voted for Florida. 2 think that Kentucky's going to win the East. So, Joe, you have company. You said last week you think Kentucky can win the Eastern Division. 2 people actually agree with you, Joe Lisi. How about that?
How about that? How about that? You like that? Joey Gatewood? You like that? Will Levis?
And
Chris
that leaves,
Rodriguez? I love that, it. I'm amped up for Kentucky this
and
year.
So that leaves 1 vote left. 1 of the SEC media members picked South Carolina to win the East.
Okay. Can we stop with Shane Beamer? Now, I will say they have one of the best running backs in the East, at least. I'll give him that in terms of Kevin Harris. He thinks he's one of the most elite backs in college football. I think Brian Robinson will have something to say about that. Tank Bigsby will have something to say about that. But, I mean, one of the top running backs in college football. Outside of that, come on. That guy's smoking crack in terms of that. Are you kidding
me? In the
South Carolina?
In the Western Division of the SEC, 130 out of 134 picked Alabama, of course.
Okay.
4 people did not. 1 picked Texas A&M. 1 picked LSU. 1 picked Lane Kiffin's Ole Miss Running Rebs. And 1 picked the Arkansas Razorbacks. Can you imagine, Joe, Arkansas winning the West this year? I just have to once again tell you what they are right now. Please, let me get this up quickly. West Division odds, Arkansas, 100-1 right now at FanDuel. If you want to go with this media member and pick Arkansas to win the West, don't have to win the whole entire conference. Just get to the title game, 100-1. There you go, Joe.
Oh, man. Well, I tell you what, he must have been in the bar all last night. He had to fill out his pamphlet. Yeah, I'll take Sam Pittman. Sam did a fantastic job last year.
Who votes for Arkansas, Joe?
You know who votes? Okay, it's the local beat reporter that has access to Sam and doesn't want to piss him off.
Please.
So he knows, hey, Sam, I picked you to win the SEC West. Yeah. Hey, come in. Let me tell you what you got.
You got your
granted access. Right. That's usually who picks these guys to win. Now, we talked about Sam Pittman. Great job. He's got 9 starters coming back on offense. KJ Jefferson is an athletic quarterback, and they were competitive. But that schedule is brutal, brutal this year. If they win 6 games, that's a major accomplishment for that coaching staff. I just don't see it. And for Lane Kiffin, when's the last time? Did Lane Kiffin ever coach defense? Let's be honest. I mean, did he ever coach when he had Justin Vargas in with the LA Raiders back in the day? Did he coach defense then? No.
No, Joe. And finally, the 134 media members voted on who would win the SEC championship this year. The whole ball of wax. 84 of them picked Alabama. 45 of them picked Georgia. And then here's where we get the fun part. One person did pick Ole Miss to win the SEC title game. One picked Texas A&M. One picked Florida. One picked Kentucky. And yes, the same person who picked South Carolina to win the East also feels they will beat Alabama or the Western champion in the SEC title game and win it. There you go, Joe. And if you'd like to know, South Carolina is 150-1 at FanDuel to win the SEC. Who else do we have there? Kentucky is 60-1. Ole Miss is 30-1. Some of your long shots to win it right there that were picked by SEC media members.
Yeah, it's incredible. I will say this. If you're looking for flyers, like outside of Alabama and the clear front runners, right? Emory Jones in Florida and JT Daniels in Georgia, right? I like Kentucky to win the East. But if they win the East, they're not winning the championship. I'll say that. That being said, teams that realistically I think have a shot, you got to look at LSU. You got to look at technically, Auburn. They have experience at the quarterback position. Brian Harsin's there. They get Demetrius Robertson that transfers over from Georgia. They have possibly the best running back in the league in Tank Bigsby, Sean Shivers. Brian Harsin has the opportunity to roll the dice. Can he do it in year one? He's got two great, you know, coordinators in the SEC and Mike Bobo and Derek Mason. So yeah, you can't say that it can't happen. I mean, especially Jimbo, I think, is a complete waste. I'm sorry. Jimbo doesn't have the quarterback to take them this year. Now, I could be wrong. I could be wrong, but I need to see it before I believe it. Right?
They're not beating Alabama. Hey, Alabama's in a rebuilding year, and they're not going to beat them. Remember, Nick said rebuilding year.
LSU realistically has the best shot. Probably, LSU, in my opinion.
But they got to pick a quarterback and stick with one guy, as we have discussed.
And it's Eddie O. It's Eddie O.
On Monday, Joe, we'll get into more of the Big Ten media days and the things that were said there. Did you see the one reporter who said to Harbaugh, go blue, when he was asking him the question? Did you like that? One guy said, hey, coach, first of all, go blue. And then Harbaugh was like, go blue always. Like, what are we doing here? I mean, do we need to say go blue to Harbaugh before you ask him a question at Big Ten media day? Like, what are we doing here, Joe? That guy probably picked Michigan to win the conference.
That's got to be an inexperienced guy wants to know, hey, coach, just letting you know, I'm with you. I'm not against you.
Where'd you
they
get
should
the khakis
send me
this
into,
year, coach?
They should the send khakis? Me into those media days. That's why I said I'll probably never grant that. Hey, Jim, just curious. You're one game over 500 in your tenure there over the last 4 years on the road. Is there a reason for that? You're getting paid $7-8 million. And second, you know, you were 17-3 the previous 3 years at home. Last year, you dropped every game at home, 0-3, and you were a 25-point favorite at home against your arch rival, Michigan State, and they beat you by 3. How did that happen, Jim?
Oh, amazing. There you go. We'll talk more about Jim Harbaugh early next week because he said he's...
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Determined to finally beat Ohio State. There you go. College football full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi right here, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. We'll come back and wrap it up right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we're back. College Football Full Circle right here. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi on SiriusXM Channel 204 Sports Grid Radio. All right, Joe. As always, when we close out the show, today's week one line of the day. And since Texas is taking the ball and leaving the Big 12, I figured we'd go to them today. They host the Raging Cajuns of Louisiana Lafayette in week number one. That is September 4th, a 4:30 kickoff Eastern down in Austin. And hey, -9.5, single digits here for the Longhorns against the Raging Cajuns. What do you think in week one, Joe?
Wow, I mean, the Raging Cajuns took the 11.5 from Iowa State, and they took them to the woodshed week number one. Are you kidding me? I mean, Brock Purdy, Breece Hall were stuffed and hitting the mouth in that ballgame. This is not going to be easy, and let's not keep in mind, Texas, in terms of those week one games, has failed to live up to expectations. They lost outright as a 10-point favorite under Herman, as a 10-point favorite to Maryland. They need this game in a big way. Casey Thompson, Bijan Robinson. UL Lafayette is tough, man. They're going to hit you in the mouth. Disciplined, great special teams. I'm conflicted. I'm going to lay it. Yeah, I'm not going to bet this game. I'll tell you that right now.
Right.
There is no way.
This is a very tricky game.
I would not bet this. This is not going to be on my radar week one. I'll tell you that. I'm going to take a weight approach with Sark. But that is not an easy game.
I need to see the Sark. I need to see the Sark offense in Texas first before I bet on them, Joe. And also, it's going to be in the back of your mind all week leading up to this game what Lafayette did against Iowa State last year. And that's all you're going to think about. And a lot of people are probably going to bet the Raging Cajuns because of that, Joe. They're going to think about that upset last year, and that's going to people are going to go there. But that's it's probably a stay away game for me also.
Well, just keep in mind that Iowa State didn't have the deep threats to challenge the UL Lafayette defense. They have Joshua Moore, so.
No doubt. Joe, tremendous week of shows. Great job by you. Great job by Andrew Torres. We'll be back next week. More media days, more lines, more teams leaving conferences. College football full circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi. We'll see you next time.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.